fugue for Ken. Death whips with perfect indifference, flays feeling to the bone. My brother's gone. Day barrels implacably on, just like Auden said of Bruegel's painting. Nobody twigged, not even on the passing ship, as Icarus screamed out of the sky into a silent sea. Now taxis keep pulling into traffic. An email from the boss still sets execs in motion. A homeless woman slumped like a played-out oracle by the pharmacy wall still holds up her sign, "Anything will help." I doubt it. A fabric has been torn. His last full weekend, we gathered round his bed. Chat zigged to the notion of a fugue state. Someone said, "What's a fugue?" He listened to us fumble for a while, then broke in, breath sawing, said how layer builds on contrapuntal layer, returns at last to theme. With rasping lung, finger tracing time in air, he dummed a dum descending tears of Beethoven, stopped and breathed, "That's it." To hell with art. To hell with Bruegel, Auden, this crap too. But he would not say so. He loved the sublime, the Sistine splendors, basilicate expanse of the Piazza San Marco, Austin's subtleties, the gardens of De Lobinière, a fine Bordeaux. Nurtured dream the way achievers must. A masted yacht just off the coast still takes no notice. Billowed sails, an unfamiliar flag, the captain's wheel glinting like a sundial, the bow slicing the blue-green shimmer underneath it all. My brother stands alone by the gleaming rail. A flash of white through air to sea, a gasp as he points, "Was that a boy?" He strains for the merest splash. Waves fall back into their theme. Kind eyes bright, he leans into his astonishment.